Glory to Jesus Christ. Last week we were talking about that we need a guide, a spiritual father who can help us to grow in our life with God. Holy fathers who write about the art of a spiritual life consider choosing a spiritual father as a condition for the start of our journey. They are touching on many aspects of relations between spiritual father and his spiritual child. But what might be surprising is the stress on obedience, which is expected in this relationship. Their teaching might be strange for contemporary Christians, but there is a wisdom which was proved throughout the centuries. It is always amusing to read or to hear the stories from Mount Athos. So what is so beautiful about those stories that they always carry a meaning within them? So let me share with you one, and it might help us to understand the role of a spiritual father and obedience. There were three monks. One monk was from the United States, visiting and obtaining knowledge on how this interaction between spiritual father and son works. So this monk joined and followed the spiritual father and the spiritual son on a long walk to the mountain, which at the end there was a monastery. It did not seem bad at first, but when they got higher in attitude, this wide path became narrow. And suddenly this narrow path turned to be a super narrow path next to the cliff. So there was a mountain, there was a narrow path, and then there was a cliff. This American monk said that he felt like a mountain goat, barely holding on to the path. For sure there was no room for an error. When these three monks were crossing this dangerous section, this young spiritual son, this young monk, he said to his spiritual father, "Father, I have a thought, and I must confess it." So the elder stopped, and he said, "Go on. What is your thought?" And this young monk said, "I had a thought that I must push you off the cliff." And this elder replied, "Throw this thought down the cliff, because it's of the demon." And then he continued, "See, the demon knows that if you pushed me over the time the demon would become, and he would gain all the power over you, and you would become his slave." Meanwhile, this American monk was witnessing all of this and was in awe of how this elder reacted, teetering on this little path. Later on, he said that if he was the elder, he would have told the young monk, "Go ahead first, I'll go behind you." He didn't want to take a chance. I like this story very much because it shows the beautiful simplicity between a spiritual father and a spiritual son. But what exactly happened in this story? First, the young monk kept his obedience and confessed right on the spot, shamelessly, in front of the other monk. He immediately discerned what had entered into his mind, and it was deemed to be bad. And without hesitation, he confessed it right away. He did not let the thought to be lingering in his mind. The second, the elder did not want to waste time. He gave the young monk an instruction on what to do. So basically, he gave him the obedience. And the third, the young man obeyed without hesitation because he knew that if he does not obey, he will become prey to the demons. Isn't this a beautiful interaction? This makes me think about today, Wednesday. Let's think for a minute. How many obediences did did we have to go through in order to move on with our day today? When we had to go to work, which is already obedient to a boss, then we did things that our co-workers asked us to do for them. And the list goes on. And that is just one day. How many times throughout our day were we obedient to worldly activities and desires? It is a scary number. Now, how many times did we remember our spiritual life throughout the day? Did we keep the obedience that was promised, that we promised to our spiritual father? Or did we fall behind because we were distracted by the worldly pleasures? I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I really want to stress this. If we are lacking to be obedient to our spiritual father, that there is a little in our spiritual life, little progress of, if any. St. John Climacus says this in his fourth step on obedience. It is better to sin against God than against our spiritual father. For when we anger God, our spiritual father can reconcile us. But when the spiritual father is enraged within us, against us, we no longer have anyone to make reconciliation for us. Imagine a spiritual father letting you go because you were unwilling to keep the obedience he has given you. It might seem harsh, but if he does not see that we are putting all our efforts into the obedience that he gave us, which is learning the law of God, then he has no business with us. If we don't care, why should he? We have to understand that body and soul are two different things within the body. When we are bodily sick, we go to a physician who heals the body, right? And if he finds a sickness, he prescribes a medicine that cures the sickness, and we gladly take it. And we are obedient to his recommendations on how many times we should take the medicine. You don't go, you don't know what you're talking about. The same thing is with the spiritual father, or father confessor, or our own parish priest. Sometimes they are all the same, most of the times. They are physicians of the soul. And when you approach them with any small or a big issue, they will give you medicine on how to correct and to heal the soul, and sometimes body too. We must be obedient and to accept their treatment in order to grow closer towards God. So let us start today to think about where we are and how balanced is our life and how God-pleasing our life is. Let us remember that if our spiritual obedience is not fulfilled at the end of the day, then we cannot expect any growth towards God. And if we think that we know better, or that we follow the church's set minimum, then we did not even start to live a God-pleasing life. Glory to Jesus Christ.